You've seen the old bull fight. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a maggot fight. And dog had a bird dog. It got some kind of scar or hurt on his neck, and a maggot sat on it and laid an egg on it. And the maggots got in the dog's neck and ate way down, and we had to kill the dog. And as a man over here across the river that was working, and he was plowing, and the maggots, a blowfly hit his neck and got maggots in his neck, just like that dog. He had a sore there, though, and that later turned into a cancer, but they had to dig those maggots out, that doctor did. And but you talk about people that's gone. Dang, I started to tell something about people that lived on our place. They were awful. They were the bottom row. Completely the bottom row. But yet the daddy worked well. And the mother was a mother of 10 children. And she could write and read pretty good, and her children came to school to me. But they had one son that was perfectly awful. He'd steal. He went down at the railroad, and our place went right, the railroad went through it. One part of it was on one side of the railroad, one was on the other. And he went down there, tried to prize up those ties that, I mean, those little, what you call them? Rods that held the rails down. And he heard the section foreman coming on his section car, which they don't do now. I don't know why the train's still wrecked. And he jumped off.
A lot of them do.
He jumped off in a ditch, and he had a big foot, and it was muddy down there, and the print of his foot was there. And Norwood went down there one day, and he said, two men down there, and he said, what can I do for you? They said, we FBI men. Somebody's been trying to wreck the train. So I know, who it is. They said, well, we have the impression of his foot where he jumped off. He almost had those little tie rods, bolts out. So they sent him to Ellisville. I believe that's a reform school. At Columbia is a school too. Well, there's two of those schools. One's at Ellisville. I think he was sent to Ellisville. Anyway, his daddy wanted to get him out. And Norwood said, no, I'm not willing to get that boy out. Can't have him out, get him out at all. Anyway, he got on to go down to see him Christmas, and he didn't have any shoes to wear, so he borrowed his brother's shoe. And he went down there, and they told him he couldn't take him out right then. And he came back, and his shoes were too small for him, and so his feet swelled. And he had to take the shoes off in the bus. Well, when he got back to the place he could get off to come back down this way, way over yonder, ice was on the ground, snow, and he couldn't get the shoes on. So he finally got to a Negro house and asked him to take him on down there to the plate. Well, they moved away. I mean, the rehabilitation people came down and moved down on Jim Hamilton's plate. And the rehabilitation people came down, and I can't tell you how nasty they were because it would turn you stone. And it was so awful. No child had control of his kidneys. No child had control of his bowels. Neither did the mother. So, anyway, the rehabilitation people came down. Threw all the stuff out and burned it up. And in much time, they came back in the same shape. Well, they got this boy out of Ellisville. And they moved off. And they ripped all the boards down on the inside, used it for wood, And so he went into a man's house over there and stole a pistol. And a Negro woman met him on the road. She said, "Howdy, Junior. How are you?" No, he said, "Don't you call me Junior." And he said, "You call me, call the name. You call me by my last name and say Mister." She said it too, because he had the pistol right in the face. Now, they come to our church, and they have come out. They read, and they read the Bible pretty well, those younger children. And he comes, the father. And so one of the daughters said to me, she's in my Sunday school class, and she said, "I can't see why my daddy can't come to church in overalls." I said, "Who said he couldn't?" "Well, I'm going to tell you something, Mac." Like, I said, "I haven't heard anybody say anything about what he had to dress with. If he wants to come with overalls on, let him come.
Excuse me a second.
I don't know whether I've said anything to suit you or not."